Before I get started today, I wanted to give a big shout out to Jeannie Colwin Coaching. Jeannie Colwin is a stress and TMS coach based in Los Angeles. Her work involves not only a specialized focus on TMS, but also helping clients transform important aspects of life that feel stuck or overwhelming, such as your career, relationships, weight issues, confidence, purpose, life stressors, you name it. So the results are twofold. One, you'll decrease TMS symptoms and heal. And two, you'll take control of other areas in your life that need attention and care that you know that you might be putting off. How much longer can you keep doing this on your own? I encourage you to book a free 45-minute call to learn more about her one-on-one coaching program. Go to jeanniecolwin.com, that's JeannieKulwin.com, to book your free call today and check the show notes for her website link and other information as well. All right, I'm back from Costa Rica. It's been a hell of a trip and a hell of a few days, and maybe I'll get into that in a couple of minutes. But it's September 21st. I want to make sure that I thank the patrons of the show. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, go to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast. Let me give a big thank you to Barb and Arnie, Sarah, Brian, Julie, Christina, and Mike, Michael and Tony, Kelly, Irina, Mindy, Jason, John, Dominic, Elise, Emily, Daniel, Deborah, Julie, Jeff, Albert, and Teresa. Thank you all for continuing to support this podcast. Would love to see some more names on here. Continue to help keep the show on the air and available for free. So as I said, the hope, it wasn't really a plan. The hope was that last week when I was out of the country that I was going to be able to record a show, and I had these dreams of walking around the resort or sitting on the beach or something with my headphones on and riffing basically while I was out there. Didn't end up happening. So today is going to be more of that riffing. And off the cuff, I've got a couple of things that have come to mind, but believe it or not, and I assume you'll believe it. So I had COVID last year, September 17th. I tested positive last year. I remember it vividly because it was the weekend that University of Washington hosted Michigan State, and I have Husky football season tickets. I traveled back from Costa Rica this past Friday. Michigan State played UW again, but in Michigan. I can't remember where they play. Ann Arbor? I think it's University of Michigan. Anyway, they play somewhere in the state of Michigan. I wasn't feeling great Friday night, but it was also 15 hours of travel, so it's kind of hard to determine, like, do I feel awful because of the travel or do I feel bad because of some other reason? But nevertheless, I tested for COVID Saturday morning, was negative. Tested Saturday evening, was negative. Coached a soccer game Sunday, and then went to Costco. Felt a little bit more run down with the Costco trip than I thought I should have. And so Sunday night, tested and tested positive. So that was Sunday night. This is the mildest cold I've probably ever had. So a normal man cold, as I call them, are like 8 out of 10 for me. And this was like a 1 or a 2 out of 10. Probably the worst that I felt was 75%, or maybe 70% possible, but probably not. Whereas last year completely crushed me. So the mildest case of COVID ever, I guess. That was Sunday night, tested positive, whatever. Emailed out the soccer team, told the parents, I'm sorry, here's the circumstances. I'll be back by next weekend game if I'm testing negative. I tested today and I was negative and I feel very good. So I'm going to coach today as I record this, which is Wednesday. I'm going to coach today with a mask on, and hopefully everybody is fine and they're not weirded out regardless of their beliefs or whatever. I'm not going to get into that. But I miss my girls because I was gone all last week. I haven't coached a practice since September 6th. And, you know, maybe I'll get more in depth into this over the next couple of weeks, but there's been this like kind of little bit of a revolt with a couple of the parents that have kind of said something. Now, again, these are 8 and 9 year old girls. It's a recreational soccer league. I've been coaching them for 5 seasons. They haven't won a lot of games. I coach with 2 other people. I do my homework constantly for the team. I'm actually literally watching film on YouTube of other teams that are U10 and what do they do and what's their nuance and how do they move and things like that. And then trying to make sure that the lineups are balanced and that we have the right people in at the right time that are going to have the right chemistry and all that kind of stuff. But I got an angry message from a parent who is very critical on the sidelines. I got an angry message from her yesterday saying that she wanted to see more wins and wanted to see more points scored and all this kind of stuff, and said that mediocre teams were beating us. And again, these are like 8 and 9 year old children. So it's angering, and we'll leave it at that and see how this marinades over the next couple of weeks. But what it got me thinking of is the victim mentality, which to me, for a lot of people, sort of goes hand in hand with the TMS element. So think about this. You are kind of always thinking that the world is out to get you, always in that fight or flight mode. There's examples out there in Sarno's books and all the other literature about this, that sometimes you may think about your boss is yelling at you or is angry with you about something, and that brings up trauma or things that may have happened in the past to you. So enact your fight or flight response, body chemistry changes internally, you start having pain, you start having symptoms, your nervous system is amped up, all that kind of stuff. But a lot of this comes from sort of a victim mentality. And so it can be something like people are upset or mad at you about something, but it could also be the perception that people are mad or angry with you about something. And what I'm here to tell you, this is something that I work with my fourth grader on, my 9-year-old, who is very much, and I think it's just part of being at this age. And I think if you were to interview 100 kids, particularly girls that are 9 years old and in fourth grade, it's the first, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, it's the first real time that I know that I felt really different about my surroundings and the people that were around me and the attitudes that you had to have and how mature you had to be and things like that. That's the first time that I've really ever felt that as a kid, was in that fourth grade year, crossing from third over to fourth grade. And she's certainly there now, where she is the victim all the time, and trying to help her work through it is challenging. And I will tell you that as an adult, this stuff continues. And I very much was in a me against the world or the world is against me way of thinking for a long time. And I was very firmly there until I read Sarno's books. And it's not even something that he talked about in the literature, really what any of the books talk about. I mean, maybe there is. Shoot me a DM if I'm incorrect and that maybe it's been mentioned. But it's something that came to me while I was reading that. And the fact is that, especially as an adult, nobody is talking about you. So we kind of sit here and we marinate in our own thoughts about this person's mad at me about this. And you get in this like story mode where you're sort of retelling this negative interaction or negative thing that happened to you or that you think happened to you or that people think of you or whatever over the course of a week or a month or a day or an hour, or whatever the last time that conversation occurred. And you really get stuck there and you keep having this imaginary conflict in your head over and over again. But I'm here to tell you that the other person is not thinking about you, and you are very small little pebble on this very large earth of 7 billion. What's the current population? What are we, like 7.5 billion now? World's population. 7.88 billion as of 2021. So let's just call it 8 billion. There's 8 billion people in the world. Nobody's sitting at home thinking about how much they don't like you right now. In fact, they're most likely are people that are sitting at home thinking about how much they love you and value you right now. And so that's sort of the singular lesson that I want to make sure that I bring forth today. And I've done episodes in the past 3-4 years ago where I talked about like a victim mentality, probably even longer ago than that. This podcast has been running for 6 years. So probably more like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe even as far as 6 years ago, talking about the discussion or the topic around people having a negative perception of you and overall just being a victim of your own circumstance. And I'm not talking about stuff that you were born into and things like that. I'm speaking just purely socially, that oftentimes we tend to make mountains out of molehills, and it keeps us really locked in this fight or flight response. And then we sit there and we just exist there for a very long time. And we wake up feeling this way. And I know that when I was in the crux of when my pain began to be really bad, and it continued to be really bad, oftentimes what I would think about was people that I thought were angry with me, and then I would get symptoms, and then I can marinate on those symptoms. But I think where the most of it belongs, or most of it originates for a lot of people, is this feeling of victimhood, and that there is something, there's some sort of a force that is against you. And so I want you to spend the next 7 days thinking about that concept. And if you can, throughout the day, if you're starting to feel tension or tightness or pain or something like that, or you're marinating on any topic, and I've used this example before, I've sat there and I've marinated over decisions as silly as what crash guards am I going to get for my motorcycle? Anytime that I waver back and forth between something, it means that something is up going on in the background. And oftentimes I can remove that layer of, hey, this is something that I keep thinking about. And what I arrive at is I'm feeling like a victim in something. And if I can take a step back and have an outer body experience and look at the whole situation and say, are you really a victim of a circumstance, or are you really the victim in this situation? Or is it how you're perceiving it and you're thinking that you are bigger than the world? I got asked recently my career aspirations, and my response was, I just simply want to exist. And that's really what it comes down to. You can't be a victim if you're just simply here to exist. And that's the way that it is. Hope you all have a great week, and I will talk to you next week. Take care.